Howard and McCullough reported back to Butler on what appeared to them to be a highly effective underground in the Confederate capital headed by Van Loo. Butler was intrigued. But before he risked sending Howard back to Richmond to recruit the woman, he confidentially wrote one of her old friends, Commander Charles Boutel of the Coast Guard Survey Office in Washington, to ask if he could vouch for her. Boutel did. January 1864, Howard returned to Rowley's home with Butler's material for secretly corresponding with Van Loo. Their communication would be simple and in the open. They would use the regular mail. Richmonders could trade correspondence with Northerners by flag of truce exchanges through the post office in the Confederate capital. Butler and Van Loo would pretend to be relatives in their letters. Butler would sign his notes as James App Jones, Van Loo's affectionate uncle. Van Loo would sign hers as Eliza A. Jones. Between the lines of innocuous family news in their letters, they would write in invisible ink the messages they wanted to convey. Van Loo visited Rowley's house, and Howard showed her how the invisible ink, which was a clear liquid in a bottle, worked. The captain then handed her a January 18th letter from Butler and showed her how she could read the message in invisible ink by applying a mild acid and heat to the paper. Van Loo tried it and could read Butler's instructions on how she could write him through the flag of truce mail system. Butler wrote that he understood Van Loo was willing to send him intelligence, and he was delighted she could help. For messages not written in invisible ink, Howard also gave Van Loo a simple cipher key, which was a small square sheet of paper with a chart to convert letters into number code. She folded the key tightly and tucked it into her watch case. Van Loo's new espionage arrangement was threatened, however, within days of its launch. Howard wrapped up his business and set off for Butler's headquarters. Though the general did not pay Van Loo, Howard did promise Rowley $100 a month for his services and provided him with $1,000 Confederate dollars for bribes. But not long into his trip back to Fort Monroe, Howard was nabbed once more by rebel soldiers and sent to Castle Thunder. Fortunately for Van Loo, the Union officer kept silent and, after about 2 weeks in jail, managed to escape once more with another inmate in early February. Rowley again let him hide out at his home, and with Ruth's assistance, helped him reach Union lines.